Next up, we have Garba Maman from Niger. He works as a soil fertility management research scientist at the Niger National Institute for Agronomic Research, and he is currently a Fulbright research scholar at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. He's working on manure and other organic resource effects on selected physical properties of soils. So, welcome.
So, my contribution to this session is manure and soil organic carbon effect on crop yield and response to mineral fertilizer in tropical Africa. Most of my talk will be on the manure effect on field and crop yield, and then a response to fertilizer, and then I will share some information on something I'm working on soil test correlation. By way of introduction, crop production is a major source of livelihood for more than 70% of the population in West Africa. And however, soils are fertility is low, most deficient in nitrogen and then phosphorus, and also low soil organic matter content, which is the most recalcitrant fraction and which contributes less to nutrient mineralization. Manure can play a role in improving the fertility of the soil, and it has been said is among the major components of integrated soil fertility management. However, manure is scarce in the Sudan and Sahel region, CN ratio a little bit higher, relatively higher, and then low P content. Our hypothesis yield increase with manure application. Crop response to fertilizer nutrient is enhanced with manure application in the Sahel, and there's a synergy effect. However, additive fertilizer manure effect happens on more productive land in Sudan savanna. So our objective is for the Sudan and Sahel, for the Sahel and Sudan savanna, or Burkina Faso and Niger, to quantify the effect of manure on grain and yield, on grain and fodder yield, and then the response to mineral fertilizer, to NPK. 20 trials were conducted in Niger, and then 28 in Burkina Faso, and they are spread along the Sahel and then Sudan savanna of Niger and Burkina Faso. The sites span 2 degrees of latitude and 9 degrees of longitude. Trials were either conducted with cereals and then pulses, and carried out during 2014 and 2015 rainy seasons. We use 0 and 2.5 megagram of manual treatment in a randomized complete block design with fertilizer nutrient treatment in Niger, while 0 and 5 megagram manual treatment in separate trials side by side with 3 replication in Burkina Faso. Analysis of variance was combined by crop across site year, farm yard manure effects on yield and response to mineral fertilizer were assessed using linear contrast comparison in Niger and then paired comparison analysis in Burkina Faso. These are the properties of the top 20 centimeter layer. Organic carbon generally low both in Sahel and Sudan, a little bit higher in Sudan. Available phosphorus, medium to high in the Sudan, and then exchangeable K is low for all sides. The results on the effect of manure rate on grain and fodder yield of sorghum and pear millet on yield with no fertilizer applied and with response to NP fertilizer. With no fertilizer applied, no significant increase in yield. in both sorghum and millet, whereas with fertilizer, when manure was combined with mineral fertilizer, we had significant increase in pure millet, grain, and fodder yield. And also, as for the response of bee, we have in most cases significant increase in both grain and fodder yield, meaning that when manure is applied alone, no significant increase in yield, but when it's combined with fertilizer in the Sahel, it gave a significant increase in response to fertilizer. That's for sorghum and pure millet. For the case of leguminous crop, the pulses, cowpea and groundnut, we have similar response when of manure when it was applied alone. However, when it was combined with fertilizer, mineral fertilizer, this response was a significant increase in yield, both for cowpea and grain and fodder yield, and then increase in yield for groundnut fodder, pot and fodder yield. However, we had significant reduction in yield for as far as K response is concerned. So we say that in the Sahel, we realize that this manure applied alone and fertilizer applied and have limited effect, whereas when you combine them, we have kind of synergistic effect. However, K is, as previously reported, is limited in the soil at the current yield levels. In Burkina Faso, however, crop yield response on yield without fertilizer, and then on the response, the effect of manure on the response of fertilizer applied in 2014, and it is residual effect in 2015. In 2014, no significant effect of manure in both when it's applied alone and when it was combined with mineral fertilizer. However, in 2015, we had a significant increase in yield due to manure alone, due to the residual effect of manure, and then no significant effect of manure when it was combined with fertilizer. Therefore, it's a synergistic effect. It's an additive effect. When you combine them, there's no significant increase in it. But manure alone significantly increased the yield the second year. That's the residual effect, and we saw some significant energy response also when fertilizer is applied. So this agrees with some previous result from Farakoba, which supports that the manure, the nutrients from manure might have suppressed the synergistic effect, leading to a kind of additive effect. So the second study, I'm still working on, and I would like to share some information. Its objective is to determine the relationship between soil organic carbon and yield with no fertilizer, and then response to NP and K fertilizer and diagnostic treatments. We have data from 215 mean sites conducted across 11 sub-Saharan countries, and the crops are cereals, maize, sorghum, finger millet, pure millet, upland rice, cassava, and then pulses. I will not be able to present the result due to time constraint. So, as conclusion, you can say that manure plus fertilizer, nitrogen and phosphorus have synergistic effect in the Sahel. Whereas in Sudan savanna, the effect is more of additive effect. K fertilizer is K is not limiting, then it tends to decrease even the yield. So we suggest that if Fermion manure is applied at 5 megagram per hectare, it should be applied once in 2 years in the Sudan savanna and with no fee for the low profit potential. As for the second study, preliminary results I have is that the soil organic carbon is more related with yield with no fertilizer, whereas as for the response, with the effect on the response, the relationship with the response to fertilizer is inconsistent. Thank you for your attention.